I'm Marco Werman, and this is your Christmas Day edition of The World. On again, off again, threats, accusations, and finally a happy ending. Could be the treatment for a romantic comedy, but it's not. It's the rollout of The Interview, the film starring Seth Rogen and James Franco, which opened in limited release across the U.S. today. Reporter Sydney Beveridge is outside the Williamsburg Cinemas in Brooklyn, a few hours south of us in New York City. It's one of the few theaters showing The Interview today. Sydney, hello. Is the theater taking any security precautions?
Hello. Well, I spoke briefly to the manager, and he said they're just using their normal security, just sort of searching people's bags on their way into the theater and if they notice any suspicious activity. But otherwise, just a normal day.
Yeah. And so how busy was it? A lot of people showing up?
Yeah, there was definitely, starting 40, 45 minutes before the show, a pretty steady trickle of people picking up their tickets or getting tickets from the door. When I first got there, there were still tickets available, but by the time they got close to showtime, the show did indeed sell out.
Yeah, I've been hearing about several sellout theaters around the country. Why did people tell you they were there? Curiosity? They actually thought it was going to be a really great film? Why?
I will say there definitely seemed to be a lot of Seth Rogen fans living in Williamsburg. So a lot of people, I think, intended to see the movie anyway, maybe not necessarily on Christmas Day. But one person sort of framed it as a patriotic one of the things that motivated them to come out.
Well, we wanted to see it in part because, you know, we've liked Seth Rogen movies in the past, but when it was banned, you know, it became a patriotic imperative to come see it. So we felt, you need to do it. So we're glad it sold out.
And I think other people definitely referenced that as well, that they sort of, I think, took some pride in the fact that the movie was able to make it to the theaters after all. Another person, he referenced Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator and how when that movie came out, it was seen as so controversial in its day.
When Chaplin released The Dictator, it was in the midst of World War II, and he was clearly making fun of Hitler, and the movie was a success, the movie was brilliant, it was funny and smart. And, you know, this doesn't have the same caliber, but I think it's sad that in a more modern way, now we're scared and we cave, and we're supposed to be not scared of anything, especially not in a movie or, you know, show or anything.
The fact that this movie was able to, you know, make it to the theaters and, you know, surmount this censorship and these threats, you know, they saw as a real achievement and something that they wanted to kind of be a part of.
So it's amazing the kind of diverse range of opinion on whether this is a good movie or a bad movie. Somebody I follow on Facebook yesterday said it was the best $5.99 they ever spent on YouTube. First $5.99 they ever spent on YouTube. Other people say it's the worst thing they've ever seen in their life. Have you seen it?
I have not. Though, actually, there was one gentleman I ran into. He was actually there to see another movie, but he'd watched The Interview the night before. He said it was good. He said he was glad he watched it. Maybe the fact that it's a few bucks cheaper than the theater ticket helped. But it's funny. A lot of people, I think, did say they didn't necessarily have the highest expectations for it, but they expected to be entertained enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, so when are you getting your ticket, Sydney?
Maybe I should try and line up for the next show. We'll have to see. Though, I don't know, I figure perhaps I should be quiet about my activities. I don't know who's listening to this.
Sydney, a Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too.